Wednesday, Nehemiah takes action. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, we read that the adversaries, when they hear and when they see that the walls continue to grow around Jerusalem, they took great indignation, verse 1, and they mocked the Jews. And they asked, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which were burned? They mock at the Jews. They want to discourage them. God wants to encourage. The adversaries want to discourage. They say, verse 3, if a fox, imagine a fox is not a big animal, it's not an elephant. If a fox goes up, he shall even break down their stone wall. A fox. This is mocking, discouraging. So forget about it, your wall, look at it. It's good for nothing. But Nehemiah, he is still in action. And he continues. And he prays to God. He says, hear, O our God, for we are despised. And turn their reproach upon their own head. And give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Verse 6, so built with a wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. But because the adversaries are so angry about that, we read in verse 8, they conspired together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. And I said, we must stop it now. It's already half of the height. When it's on full height, even more difficult. So we must attack now. They conspired together. Nevertheless, verse 9 in chapter 4, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. I heard a story of a medical doctor, a missionary, who worked in Argentina in the northern part, in the area where there were many primitive inhabitants, near Paraguay at the border there. And he managed to build a new building for the people there, medical station, hospital, sanitarium. And then there was a guerrilla group, the Tupameros, and they in the hospital were told, this guerrilla group will come and will attack you. It will take all your possessions. They need money, they need the material, and so on. And then they were told they will attack you this very night. Now, what to do about it? They were far off from other villages. They were in the middle of nowhere. Because they wanted to work for these inhabitants there, for these Indian tribes and so on. And it blossomed, but the devil worked against it. And when they heard that this very night the attack would come, they came together, the leaders of the hospital, and prayed the whole night. And they listened for every noise. Nobody came. In the end, they heard they would have come, and they wanted to attack this guerrilla group. But somehow, in the dark, they lost their way and could not find the hospital. And they never came again. They prayed the whole night. When was it the last time that you prayed the whole night?